Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Her Majesty made her first public visit since March in a rare joint appearance with Prince William. The Queen visited the UK's Defence Science and Technology Laboratory to meet scientists providing support to the country's COVID-19 response and to officially open its new Energetics Analysis Centre. Town and Country reports the royal duo arrived at the laboratory near Salisbury in southern England in the late morning and were greeted by the chief executive, Mr. Gary Aitkenhead. They took a private tour of the energetics enclosure to see displays of weaponry and tactics used in counterintelligence. The royals then viewed a demonstration of a forensics explosives investigation and met counterterrorism staff. They also spoke to employees involved in identifying the Novichok nerve agent that poisoned former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in March 2018, as well as members of the military deployed to help with the investigation. Before departing, the Queen formally opened the new Energetics Analysis Center and unveiled a plaque. The Queen wore one of her signature bright outfits for today's engagement, choosing a pink coat by Stuart Parvin and matching hat by Rachel Trevor Morgan. She did not wear a mask, however. Social distancing was observed. What she was not wearing was a mask, and that became the story of the day on social media. Darren McAfee tweeted, "The Queen, a future king and a policeman, but no mask in sight." Cosmopolitan added, "And for the institution that's supposed to be all about leading by example, this is a bad way of doing it. As fashion critics Tom and Lorenzo put it, doesn't fucking matter, you do it out of respect for others and to set an example." A concerned citizen tweeted, "Why shouldn't our queen wear a hashtag face mask? We'd have shown a little glimmer of care and empathy for us citizens when the stark truth is that they are so far removed from us." Another invoked Donald Trump's refusal to wear a mask and said, "Her taking all the precautions is not the point here. Her not wearing a mask is setting unspoken precedent. Not that big a deal, period. She didn't learn something from Trump's antics." Harper's Bazaar describes Harry and Meghan's new portrait. In the sophisticated black and white image, both Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are suited up in their new Montecito, California home. Meghan wears a sleek-fitted blazer, plain white t-shirt and trousers with her hair in her signature waves. Meanwhile, Prince Harry pairs his suit with a button-down Oxford and no tie. The royal couple looks relaxed and at ease in the portrait, with the Duchess seemingly photographed mid-laughter. Good Housekeeping asks us to remember when Meghan Markle guest-edited an entire issue of Vogue UK called Forces for Change, and it was all extremely cool and impressive, and there was literally nothing to complain about. Apparently, Prince William wasn't on board, at least according to a new book, Battle of Brothers. Lacey claims that literally no one knows what exactly went down during this conversation, but that it was another classic Harry explosion, followed by a further, even deeper rift. Meanwhile, Robert Lacey was on Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan and said, "Meghan was a massive problem for the royal family. It's easy to be wise after the event. Here's a self-made woman, a self-made millionaireess, the only one in the royal family who's made her own money, created her own celebrity and not inherited it." William was quite right to say to Harry, "Look, this is a challenge you're bringing to the family. How's it going to work?" And with wisdom after the event, one has to say not enough preparations were made. She wasn't made to feel important enough, and they are now where they want to be. As for Harry's brother, Lacey says, "William took the lesson of duty. As he went through this difficult time, the prospect he was going to be king was a strength for him, to the degree that when he fell in love, he politely asked his girlfriend to wait 9 or 10 years to make sure she'd be good for the job. They have created a wonderful figurehead for the future." Harry took the opposite conclusion from the turmoil of his parents' loveless marriage, that he was going to go for love. We're looking at a clash of love and duty. And always performing his duty, my thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.